The January 6th committee today holds what we expect is its final meeting after a year and a half probe into the violence at the U.S. Capitol. The panel will vote on criminal referrals against former President Donald Trump on up to three charges: insurrection, obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress, and conspiracy to defraud the United States. Let's now bring in Mary McCord. She's Executive Director of the Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection, and she's former Acting Assistant Attorney General at the Justice Department. Mary, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
If indeed the committee does refer criminal charges, up to three, to the Department of Justice, would that be a first? Have we seen this before in history?
Well, the committee has already, of course, made referrals, and House committees and Senate committees make referrals to the Department of Justice, you know, with some regularity. Most frequently, it does not involve, in fact, I'm not sure it's ever involved, a former president. But it oftentimes involves something that the department is not already investigating. So that's one of the things that's a little bit unusual here, because oftentimes the more traditional use is the committee is doing some work, they come across some evidence that indicates a possible crime, and then they alert the Justice Department to it. Here, of course, the Justice Department is well aware of this investigation, well aware and in conducting its own investigation into potential crimes.
Yep. Now, there are three criminal referrals reportedly on the table for this hearing coming up today: obstruction, conspiracy, insurrection. Is there one you kind of, for the rest of us, one you suggest we focus on the most just to understand what's going on?
Well, these are all related, but they have a few sort of important differences. Insurrection is a charge that has not been brought, I don't believe, since right after the Civil War. And it, in fact, hasn't been brought against any of the some 900 individuals who have been charged already related to the attack on the U.S. Capitol. So it really would be something very different than what we've seen so far. And it also involves essentially inciting a violent overthrow of the government. The other charges don't involve any sort of violence or any intent to actually overthrow the government, but they do involve, at least obstruction would be a corruption element, right? That the president, if he's the one referred, and others sought corruptly to obstruct an official proceeding, that being the meeting of this joint session of Congress to certify the electoral votes. And then, of course, conspiracy to defraud the United States also, you know, requires an intent. Everything always requires an intent, but it doesn't require an element of violence or anything like that. So I think it's important to kind of separate the two sort of nonviolent obstruction fraud-related offenses from insurrection.
Now, any referrals would not carry legal weight. They would not obligate the Justice Department to file criminal charges. You mentioned, DOJ is already well on that road. So why do they matter for the Justice Department, for the American people?
I think that for one reason, I think this committee, having worked now for nearly a year on this investigation and having amassed really just an enormous amount of evidence, felt that it was important for transparency, for accountability, to put all of that evidence into recommendations and including referrals to the Department of Justice. They acknowledge, I'm sure they will acknowledge in their report, that it is, as you say, up to the Department of Justice whether to continue the investigation, whether to seek charges and prosecute. But I think they just want to show how the evidence they've amassed, in their view, meets the elements of the offenses for which they are going to make recommendations. And I think they want to make sure the American people see that.
Yeah. Okay, and our colleagues at NPR obtained part of the draft script for today's hearing that shows the committee is expected to accuse attorneys John Eastman and Kenneth Chesebrough of being involved in the plot to overturn the election in 2020. Just quickly, does that tell you anything?
Well, I think that, we're going to see more than just a focus on Trump in this today's hearing. I think other lawyers involved, other top advisors. I think we should expect potential referrals of members of Congress to ethics committees. So I think that, what the committee is trying to do is bring within that circle of potential criminal culpability and other just means of accountability, people who really aided and assisted Trump in what they believe Trump did, and maybe even, you know, proposed some of the ideas, as I think it will be clear probably from the references to John Eastman and Kenneth Cheeseborough, you know, really kind of came up with some of the theories.
Mary McCord is with the Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection. Thanks so much.
Thank you.